This year, Americans are expected to spend more than $1 billion on Halloween candy. They're feeding an addiction that starts at a young age.
What drives the candy business is our irrational desire for sweet things in our mouth. It's an unhealthy but totally human desire for the good stuff.
We got the details on candy obsessions from Steve Almond, and that's his real name. He's the author of Candy Freak, A Journey Through the Chocolate Underbelly of America. And he says this year's Halloween candy is not all for kids.
I think Halloween is this fabulous ritual in which you kind of get what I call freak amnesty. You are allowed to have candy. And since in their secret hearts, everybody wants candy all the time, all my friends, for instance, buy about 6 times as much candy as they need because, you know, supposedly they don't want it to run out for all the kids. But of course, the secret motive is, and the candy companies know this, there'll be some left over.
Now, Americans did not always eat so many sweets, though our consumption has been building for almost a century.
The big event in the history of candy bars is World War I, because candy bars are produced en masse and sent to the soldiers for their ration kits. And when they come back from Europe, of course, they say, hey, where are these delicious, amazing candy bars we used to have? And so that sort of spurs the candy bar boom. Candy bars are really the first American fast food. During the Depression, they cost a nickel, and they would have names like Club Sandwich or Chicken Dinner. And those names were quite intentional. They were meant to suggest the basic lie, which is this is nutritional.
Now, these days, the kind of candy that we eat has been evolving. For example, Steve Almond says that almonds are overtaking peanuts as the choice nut in candy bars.
Is there some wishful thinking here?
Be that as it may, Almond says the kind of chocolate is changing, too.
I'm very happy to report that dark chocolate is finally making inroads into the American market in a big way. You know, we've always been a milk chocolate culture. Because of recent health reports suggesting that cocoa is, you know, has some attributes that are good for the heart and the circulatory system, there's been a great trend towards dark chocolate in the industry.
And it is an industry that continues to thrive by keeping up with Americans' changing tastes.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson and Christine Arrowsmith.
Our production staff includes Ben Bergman, Katia Dunn, Amber Espinoza, Diane Gang, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Joel Riddle, Kara Gerhardt Tallow, and Sarah Spivak, with Cindy Carpian and Melissa Yeager-Miller here at NPR West.
Our series, This I Believe, is independently produced by Dan Gettiman with Helen Woodward. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh.
And today we bid a fond farewell to our own Shelley Franklin Tillman, who's been with our show for 13 years.
She did all the things you never heard that made the things you did hear possible. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.